From NPR News in Washington, I'm Winsor Johnston. Nobel Prize winner and mathematician John Nash has died. He and his wife were killed in a car accident on the New Jersey Turnpike last night. During an interview in 2008, Nash talked about the impact the Nobel Prize had on his life.
I was unemployed at the time, and I was beginning to get Social Security, but I was in a position to be very much influence when the recognition of my earlier work came about in this way.
Nash, who inspired the film A Beautiful Mind, was 86. In central Texas, concerns about flash flooding have shifted to river flooding. Trey Shar reports from member station KUT in Austin.
There's been more than 9 inches of rain in parts of Blanco County, southwest of Austin. Much of that water has been flowing into the Blanco and San Marcos rivers. People have been forced to evacuate homes along the rivers and move to makeshift shelters. The rising Blanco River forced the closure of Interstate 35 earlier today, just south of Austin, when water covered the highway. And the San Marcos River has reached record levels close to 40 feet. It crested at just over 37 feet in late May of 1929. The rain is reducing the effects of a multi-year drought. Lake Travis, which supplies the city of Austin with water, is more than 50% full for the first time in years. For NPR News, I'm Trey Shar in Austin.
Leaders and residents are hoping the streets of Cleveland will remain peaceful a day after the acquittal of a white police officer and the shooting deaths of two unarmed black residents. Sarah Jane Tribble from member station WCPN reports.
Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson expressed relief Sunday morning, thanking protesters for remaining largely peaceful in a city coping with high tensions between police and citizens.
They served as an example of peaceful demonstration and dialogue that will help us to move forward to a positive and substantive reform and forge better relationships between the police division and the community.
Cleveland's police, some wearing helmets and shields, arrested 71 Saturday evening. Charges ranged from felonious assault, aggravated rioting, and unlawful congregation, amongst others. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Jane Tribble in Cleveland.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is questioning Iraqi forces' will to fight. Speaking today on CNN's State of the Union, Carter says soldiers outnumbered their opposition in the city of Ramadi but pulled back instead of fighting.
They failed to fight. They withdrew from the site. And that says to me, and I think to most of us, that we have an issue with the will of the Iraqis to fight ISIL and defend themselves.
Iraqi officials are calling Carter's comments unrealistic and baseless. This is NPR News. Polls are open in local elections across Spain. Lauren Frere reports new parties on the right and left are challenging the monopoly of the two parties that have ruled Spain for decades, the conservatives and the socialists.
On the left, the challenger is a new anti-austerity party called Podemos, led by Pablo Iglesias, who was part of Spain's Occupy movement. Don't believe those who tell you they govern both for the millionaires and for normal people, he said at a campaign rally Friday. We are the ones who stand with the people. On the center-right, the challenger is a business-friendly party, Ciudadanos, led by a Catalan lawmaker, Albert Rivera. There are people who never entered politics because they thought they couldn't make a difference, Rivera said. But change is coming across Spain. At stake is control of 8,100 town halls across Spain and most regional parliaments. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
Thousands of pilgrims packed St. Peter's Square, marking Pentecost Sunday, celebrated by Pope Francis. During the Mass, the Pope urged the faithful to follow the heroic examples of a slain bishop from El Salvador and an Italian nun who worked in Kenya, who were beatified this weekend.
Continua a seguire con viva preoccupazione e dolore nel cuore.
Francis also expressed concern for the plight of thousands of migrants stranded at sea in Southeast Asia. I'm Winsor Johnston, and you're listening to NPR News in Washington.